This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Also, if you hop up on the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there. And you find smarter people than I in the chat room. That's always a big deal. Although, it's not really that hard. I shouldn't say that. Anyway, always, I mean it very much. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. Again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. After the first break, we're going to have libertarian Michael Karolchik on the line with us, and he's the CEO of Spartacus Strategies. Now, he's a leading libertarian activist. He's also a health guru. He's a contributor to DailySurge.com and ClashDaily.com. Now, he has been following, or he's very heavily involved in politics, too. But from a libertarian standpoint, see, it's not, as I just said, an us against them. Now, I know I have Michael Hausman on with us on Thursday nights. But maybe I'm missing something here. And maybe Michael can help us figure this out. And again, I want to thank you for hanging in with me tonight. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me. Before I get to the AP piece, which will break down some of the issues. Let's do this one first. Hillary Clinton. Yeah, God. Every time you even say her name, don't you want to just throw up in your mouth at this point? Now, Elizabeth Warren called her a real piece of, we're going to play part of her interview later on, too. She really had nothing nice to say about Hillary back in 2004. I mean, nothing nice. And I don't know, again, I don't know how you guys allow this to happen. I love this. That, you know, she calls Barack Obama everything short of a dog when she ran against him the first time. Right? And now she thinks he's God's gift to the universe. They're having a little love fest of their own, the two of them. Because now he's talking about how great she is. It's sick all the way around. It's sick on a whole bunch of levels. I love it. I just think it's hilarious. The FBI Director James Comey, I don't know, did he forget this? Did he just overlook it? Because, you know, according to the federal code, here's how this criminal statute reads, that somehow, right, it doesn't apply to her, somehow. And that is a criminal statute that says whoever being entrusted with national security documents through gross negligence permits the same to be removed from its proper place of custody shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years or both. Now, I don't know. It doesn't say criminal negligence. It doesn't even say by accident. It says through gross negligence. Now, IT people all over the place would tell you that this was gross negligence. The way she had that server set up, right? The whole night, it's sick. And for her to get away, if you or I, but what is it, Petraeus, he had him in his top drawer. He printed them out, put them in his top drawer. Hers, all you had to do was go into her server and get it, right? But again, it doesn't apply. The rules don't apply the same way. And what I love about this is somebody who actually laid out, somebody who actually laid out some of these documents that were in the list. Now, I don't know if these document ID or the document numbers is the actual what it is. You know, the email number it was. But you got one document from the subject on it was Iraq's premier vows to forge a new government. Comes from Uma Aberdeen to Hillary Clinton. Right, then there's a call summary where they actually took notes and they of a meeting, wrote them all down, and it was sent to Hillary Clinton through the server. Right? I mean, you can go, we'll probably post this up later on. But you can go list by list by list and see who is sending emails to Hillary that are very important, that should be, if nothing else, they should be encrypted. I wonder if any of these were encrypted. I don't even know if anybody's asked that question. Because to send them around, even without having some kind of encryption on them, is just nuts. Let's see this one. We're going to break in a second here. Here, let me play Donald's first ad. I think it's funny. Playing Donald's first ad that he put out in the wake of what took place yesterday.
I did not send or receive any information that was marked classified at the time.
From the group of 30,000 emails returned to the State Department in 2014, 110 emails in 52 email chains have been determined by the owning agency to contain classified information at the time they were sent or received.
At the time.
At the time they were sent or received.
Any information that was...
Emails are good. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Just on the real side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. And you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. A lot's going on. Smarter people than I are in the chat room. I'm telling you, yes. Sometimes there's a bunch. Sometimes there's one. But I don't care. It's always smarter than I am. I've got to tell you that now. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to get involved in the conversation, you can send me an email to joe@therealside.com. But if you head up to the website, there's a little box top right-hand corner. If you give me your email address, I send an email out once a week. I don't inundate you with garbage all week long. I let you know who's going to be in the show, some of the topics we're going to be handling, that kind of stuff. And I always tell you to check back because it changes. changes every, you know, it can change from day to day to day to day to day. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, it's not always a right and left wing point of view on this show. I try to bring in kind of different viewpoints or what have you. And I've asked hopefully a new libertarian friend to the show. I've got Michael Karolchik on the line with me. He's the CEO of Spartacus Strategies and a leading libertarian activist, a health guru. Health guru, did you see my picture? What are you doing on the show? Michael, thanks for being with me.
Well, thanks, Joe. And you know what? I'm glad you set me up in the introduction that way, because if you're listening and you haven't heard me before on TV or the radio, I hate Republicans just as much as I hate Democrats. And the rest of the country is starting to realize that the Democrats and the Republicans are one of the same, as we've been seeing with Donald Trump. And most people, as you know, don't even know what libertarian really means. Most libertarians are like your crazy uncle who just refuses to vote. You know, say he voted for Hillary or he voted for, another Republican candidate or the past election, or the contrary vote. I am, as many other libertarians, are sick and tired of what we see in this country where we don't have a choice and you can't just put us in a box. And if you listen to what I have to say, and I'm sure you ask me questions, I hate Hillary Clinton. Her husband, though, I think is a cool cat. You know, his policy. And I've been fortunate to meet him a couple times, and some of my articles have been very outspoken about this. He's a guy that gets the women. He's a, you know, he gets the hot girls. He's got swag. His wife is a bitter monster. She's nasty. And why can't we just call it like it is?
Well, wait a minute. But let's go back to that, though. Here they are supposed to be in a relationship. Wouldn't you be kind of nasty if your husband was having all kinds of women all over the place? I've got a guy coming on the next show next week that actually had the unfortunate detail of following cleaning up after Mr. Clinton when he was in the White House, which should be an interesting show in and of itself. But, I mean, I'd be a little bitter, too, if I was her.
Here's the thing, you can't say that because I'm a guy that has a lot of fun. I've been very fortunate. I lived across the street from the Playboy Mansion for about a year and a half. That was a very bad decade of time. I've been fortunate, but I've also been in relationships where the women, just like Hillary, don't let me be Mike. It's just like Hillary doesn't let Bill be Bill. As she got older, she realized nobody thinks they're married. But they used to stay at the hotel in both California and San Diego and in Denver, where I lived at the time, and had multiple friends who were associated with them. They didn't stay at the hotel. They would be 2 miles away, Joe, and they're staying at different hotels. It's just a brand. The Clintons is a brand. They're not a married couple.
I don't disagree with you. I actually know people who are around them now, and they're not even at the same house anymore.
No, I have friends. If you go to my piece of the Daily Surgeon class, Daily, I have a couple of beautiful girls who are very connected with their dads being senators or governors. And Bill hits on those girls like you wouldn't believe. And they all know, just like you said, just like I've told you now with the different situation of housing, there is no love here. There's nothing at all. It's all a charade. And how sad is it in the United States? We have a woman that's trying to win the presidency who, by the way, can barely function. She has no memory. She can't even, stand for debates. Is in horrible shape. She's not even fit to be commander-in-chief. It's a charade being married. And there's nothing at all that this couple's lovey-dovey or anything. But, again, I'm going to defend Bill because, as another man who's been in horrible relationships, he's just doing what he has to do to help his wife get elected. And he's watching her again, Joe, lose again. She's Scott Norwood, the ex-Bills kicker, missing the field goal. She lost to Obama 8 years ago, and she's going to lose to Trump again. She was handed this election. Everybody picked her to win on the Republican and Democrat side, and she's going to lose again.
Michael, what makes you think, you know, look, I'm sorry, I kind of feel like the American. I used to say this all the time, and I backed off for a while, but I'm going back to it, which I used to say people are like, you know, they're laying on the couch in a pseudo-food coma. You know, you hear the door bang, and you kind of wake up, and you kind of don't. You kind of paying attention, you kind of not. I don't know if people care. I think, you know, oh, it's the first woman president. And I think they're so caught up in that. They're so caught up in Democrats good, Republicans bad. I don't know if this stuff actually hurts her.
Well, here's where I'm going to help you feel better about this.
Okay.
I'm very fortunate in my gyms around the country. I'm also very fortunate talking to the people on the street. And here's something that you're not going to hear in the political correct world of Fox News or CNN or MSNBC. No Latin man. And now, I've dated more Puerto Rican women than you could ever imagine. I've been to Brazil probably more than any guy go to the bum bum competition every year. I love beautiful Latina women. No Latina man is ever going to vote for a woman. Latina men are the most misogynist monsters. So right away, the Democrats aren't going to get the Latina male incorrect. The second big problem is black people hate the Clintons. And I wrote an article about this 3 months ago for why the black people hate the Clintons. And it's very simple. Bill Clinton, you know, loved the white powder and the cocoa way more than black people. And if you read my article, it's that 1996 crime bill, Joe, locked up, what, 10 million black men, stuck them in jail as Bill was getting, you know, surgery on his sinuses 3 different times because of all the coke he was doing off his girlfriend's body. I mean, so I'm not upset in any shape or form, by the way, when I wrote that article that Bill was doing this, but what a hypocrite. They locked up 10 million men,
yeah,
and then, on top of that, actually had the audacity to say he helped the economy. As you know, when you locked up people, they don't show up as the unemployment numbers. So he brought the unemployment down by locking up all these black people for drug convictions.
Yeah, she, matter of fact, Ice Cube came out recently against her and said that Hillary Clinton and the Clinton clan, so to speak, again, did not do and continue not to do any favors for the black community. Matter of fact, he feels a lot of what she says actually causes strife and problems in the black community.
Well, and Joe, I'll go even a step further.
Mike, we gotta go for a quick break because I do believe in capitalism. We've got to pay for the show. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a minute. Don't go far. I'm telling you. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart.
Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Five premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Listen, if you want to know what station times, that kind of stuff, head over to the website, check out the stations tab. You can find out what stations we're playing, what time we're playing. Look, if you're driving down the road and you can't find the show, call your local station. Tell them you want the show. How come you don't carry The Real Side with Joe Bucino? What's wrong with you people? That's what you need to say. And that's how you need to say it, too. And send them over to TheRealSide.com. They can send me information there. Or if you don't have that kind of spine, just send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. We can go ahead there and just tell me, hey, I want to get you on this station or this is the station and the dial number and all that fun stuff, and I'll take it from there. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me. My guest is another libertarian friend to the show. I've got Michael Karolchik on the line with me. He's the CEO of Spartacus Strategies, a leading libertarian activist, a health guru, and contributed to the Daily Surge and ClashDaily.com. Michael, again, thanks for being with me today.
Thank you, Joe, for having me.
All right, so again, you know, one of the things we kind of talked about it offline, which was I said, when you're putting some of your posters up there in the gyms and what have you, you can tell the difference right away between a conservative and a liberal, can't you?
Oh, 100%, Joe. You know what's really funny is, I get attacked when I go into these gyms, and sometimes, like, the CEO of this one gym I'm at, I'm a franchisee, but the CEO of the company is almost threatening to pull my sign off because he's like, Michael, you shouldn't make it about politics when you go into a gym. And I'm like, yes, I do want to make it about politics because I don't want the nasty monsters. And what are the nasty monsters? The Bernie Sanders knows this. And so does everybody else. So the nasty monsters are these bitter, vile-filled, ugly, and I'm going to say ugly. I'm going to go that step.
Yeah, be clean.
They're,
yeah.
they're ugly ladies. Let's be serious about it. I don't see beautiful women supporting Hillary Clinton. Okay? Go on TV. I challenge you. Go in there. They're all 60-year-old ladies wearing pantsuits. Okay? And I even go, when I put the article up, Hillary supporters hate sex with a lifetime. You can see these girls at the gym. They don't wear leggings, the tight leggings, which shows your body. They don't do booty classes. They're the women that do Zumba classes with sweats on. And they're angry, bitter, vile ladies who don't want to have fun in their life. and they hate men. And this is why nothing matters what you can say to these girls about it. They all know. You're telling me, Joe, that the average American doesn't know about the Clintons and file gate and the impeachment process. They don't know about Benghazi. They don't know all the simple things. They don't care. All they care about is this woman was cheated on by her husband, and that this woman is representative against a society that hates women. If you look at my recent article, I brought the University of Massachusetts and the Boston Globe study, which says that these women who vote for Hillary believe that they have been persecuted, 3-to-1 ratio more than Republicans or Bernie Sanders supporters.
I thought that was
interesting.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting that the Bernie Sanders supporters are an extremely lower number than hers as far as persecution or being discriminated against. And isn't that interesting, though, that you know what they'll tell you, though? They'll tell you that's because Republican women are too stupid to know better.
That's, I'm going to tell you, that gets me so angry. Joe, Republican women do the following. They're the women at the steakhouse, the nightclubs. When you're hot, you get the rich guys or the successful guys. When you're a chubby wearing a man's suit and you're bitter, you're going to get the guy that works at the union job. You're going to get the guy who belches beer, not the guy who's drinking champagne. So hot women, and this is, I'm going to really get your audience fired up. If you're a hot Latino woman, for example, you're in great shape, you're going to get a wealthy guy. The wealthy guys are Republicans. And if you're a Mexican that's out of shape, a Latina that's out of shape, Ecuadorian, Honduras, you're not getting those girls. And I've gone and shown stats in past articles where Colombian women, where Cuban women are usually conservative because they're in shape, while Mexican women and Nicaraguan women are usually fat and get what? They get the guys who aren't successful and they become Democrats. It's a cycle. And these Hillary women, Joe, they hate women. They hate women that are with wealthy guys.
Yeah, you also make a comment in your article that those women, those Hillary supporters, seem to have a problem with their middle finger and more of a potty mouth than even Bernie supporters do.
What's funny is when they come up to me at various gyms, it's like really easy. Just put the signs up. The women complain. I'll say one of two things. What, you don't like sex with the lights on? Who's like sex with the lights on? Or, hey, when they get angry, what? Are you a Hillary supporter? And they usually will not have a discussion, Joe. They'll give you the finger, swear at you. They're bitter. They're bitter. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. With this election, this election is not going to be that close. This is going to be a Ronald Reagan, Walter Mondale type of election. Because black people aren't going to vote for her. They hate Hillary. They hate the Clintons. Latina men are not going to vote for her. They will never vote for a woman. And the rest of the country is sick and tired of this garbage being shoved down our throats. More importantly, this feminazi code, which even women hate. So you just can't win an election with 50 to 70-year-old ladies who don't have sex and hate men. It just isn't going to work.
Yeah. Now, when you're traveling around to the different gyms, you're checking into different places, and they're all over the place, right? I mean, they're all over the United States, correct?
Correct. We do the branding and marketing for gyms all the way now, from Vegas all the way to New Jersey.
All right. So you're actually touching a very wide swatch of people, right? And is that the sense you're getting in my unofficial poll here? Are you getting the sense that a lot of these people are going to be voting for Trump as opposed to Hillary?
Here's what's really interesting, Joe. I have a couple gyms that are in New Jersey, and one of the gyms I'm at right now, if you hear the music, it's in Fort Lee, New Jersey, one of the most wealthy neighborhoods in the world. Alpine, New Jersey is right down the road. And these people will all say to me, hey, Joe, hey, Mike, I'm going to vote for Trump. See, out here, you can't even tell people to vote for Trump, or you'll be uninvited to the wine party. You won't be getting invited to the bar mitzvah. You're banned. But everybody's like, hey, I love Trump, okay? And they're not going to, That's the number one thing we always heard why the Republicans are going to lose. Because why? There's no enthusiasm factor. People don't want to go out. Who is enthusiastic about Hillary? Who? Nobody. And everybody I know that wants to vote for Trump is hot enough. They're tired of it. And if you're listening right now and you don't know if you can vote for Trump, how can you vote for a woman or a man that just did what she did in this with the FBI, with the whole scandal of the emails, everything, and not even put a day in the pokey, let alone be held accountable? That scandal alone is nothing compared to, as you know, to the uranium which she sold out.
Yeah.
This woman has, and Bernie Sanders, people have shown this, they don't want to vote for her. This woman is the most corrupt monster ever to try to become president or a politician in this country, and that's saying a lot.
Well, Michael, I love how she's pounding on Trump for closing a couple of, I mean, he had, you know, you're a businessman, you get it. He had a bunch of businesses. A couple have gone belly up, which happens from time to time. She's talked about the millions of dollars that he has cost people. She lost $6 billion when she was at the, you know, as Secretary of State. $6 billion went unaccounted for. Who does she think paid for that? It was us. The same people that she says lost money in those casinos and what have you. So it is a joke. And again, I don't like the two-party system anymore. I'm becoming more and more disheartened with it. It's just crazy. You know?
Well, you know, Joe, what's sad is there's really, how can anyone out there, even when Trump wins the presidency, which he is, the country's still not going to be done. We all know that these Republicans and Democrats, especially the Republicans, but they're going to combine to try to impeach Mr. Trump for any executive order.
Oh, yeah.
So Paul Ryan's and the McConnells, they're all going to ban and say, oh, this is, you can't use a pen and a phone. Where were they with Obama for 8 years? Hiding under the mattress. And you know why were they were, Joe? And I'm going to say it right now, if you're listening to Paul Ryan, check your freezer, Paul Ryan. Check Mitch McConnell's freezer. Just like that piece of garbage congressman Jefferson, who actually ended up with what, $500,000 worth of cash?
I know.
Freezer?
Hey, Mike. Michael, we got to go. Thanks for being with me tonight. Again, your Twitter handle is what?
No chubbies, Joe. Have a good night.
All right, you too. Thanks a lot for being with me tonight. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Really. Got a lot more coming up.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Today, a couple of nitwits.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate my time. Well, I appreciate the time that you're with me. Always appreciate the time that you're with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, telling your friends about the show. Right? No, seriously, telling your friends about the show. Letting them know what we're talking about, what we do here. Anyway, again, always appreciate the time that you spend with me. You know, they say, a side note here, some of you guys have sent me an email or two saying that did you hear that Newt Gingrich is like on the short list for Trump. I don't think it's a terrible idea, right? But I don't know if two old white guys, which is exactly what people have been screaming about for a long time, is really going to cut it for the rest of us. Right? So, you know, I don't know how you sway Mr. Trump. I don't think he can. When he makes up his mind to do something, it is what it is. So always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. We have gotten so nuts in this country. I know, like you didn't know this already, right? I'll tell you what I want to do, though, before. I want to play this one last commercial that Trump just put up. All right? I know I didn't get to it before, but I'm going to get to it now. And the thing I love about this is, you know, this is exactly what I've been saying from day one that he needs to do. He needs to continually slam her on her lies. He needs to slam her on the things that she says she does that she hasn't. You know, the bullets going over her head and all that other fun stuff. Just constantly hitting these things. And it'll make a difference. He'll make some inroads.
Any information that was marked classified at the time.
From the group of 30,000 emails returned to the State Department in 2014.
Now, in case I didn't tell you before, this is an ad that Clinton has put up, Trump has already put up. And I think it's great. He jumped all over this. It was great.
110 emails in 52 email chains have been determined by the owning agency to contain classified information at the time they were sent or received.
Now, notice that. She has said she never received or sent classified mail. Lied. Lied on an FBI investigation. You and I would have been locked up right there. They would have arrested us right on the spot.
At the time.
At the time they were sent or received.
Any information that was marked classified.
To contain classified information.
I did not send or receive any information that was marked classified at the time.
Eight of those chains contained information that was top secret at the time they were sent.
Any information that was marked classified.
36 of those chains contained secret information at the time.
I did not send or receive any information that was marked classified at the time.
And eight contained confidential information at the time.
At the time.
Perfect. Perfect commercial. Keep calling her out on her lies. This is what you got to do. You have to keep pounding away at the lies. You have to keep pounding away at what she, you know, her, I don't even know, you know what, it's not even her inability to find the truth. She just doesn't care. We are not worth the truth for her, if you really think about this. Come on, think about this. We are not worth it, we are not worthy for her to tell us the truth. She just doesn't care. Now, Ice Cube, you know, I always make fun of the entertainers, I'll put it that way. And I always say the same thing, I mean, who cares what they say? And I say the same thing now. Who cares what they say? But here's the deal in this case. Ice Cube is a rapper. I mean, you guys know him. Or have heard of him. You know, he's a filmmaker. He's also, I guess he was in one of the police shows on TV, which is kind of awkward and weird. And, you know, over the years, I think he's become a little more conservative, we'll say, for lack of a better term. Now, he's accused Hillary Clinton and her supporters of waging a war against black people. Wow. So a black man, I want to see if they come out against him. I got to see what they do to him. So a black man, a prominent black man, someone who's well known, right? He's coming out and saying, hey, they didn't do anything for us. They're hurting us. Now, he's saying that her comments in 1996 helped to encourage police brutality against black people, which then gave rise to the Black Lives Matter movement. In an interview with Bloomberg, Ice Cube said, to call your own citizens as super predators is pretty harsh and a pretty big indictment. It's really not solving the problem. It's just making it worse. Now, the authorities feel like they're justified in how they treat these so-called super predators. Now, Breitbart reports that Ice Cube was referring to Hillary Clinton's 1996 comments where she said America needs to bring no conscience, no empathy, super predator gangs of kids to their heels. Hillary was rallying support for President Bill Clinton's violent crime legislation. Now, Ice Cube says that violent crime legislation actually caused more harm than good. And I think even Gingrich at one point in time said that it needed to be not pared back, but it needed to be reworked. Now, the LAPD did a war on gangs, Cube said, but if I'm black, if I'm the black kid that's not in a gang, but I look like a gang member to a white officer, then it's war on me. And he said the problem was the war, the term super predator. For some reason, the Democrats feel that they're exempt from these Black Lives Matter protests. Like, we're Democrats. Why are you talking to us? Go to the Republicans, Ice Cube said. No. Everybody's a little guilty of turning their back on passing bad legislation. It's true. You've heard me say it a million times. Now, Clinton becomes, or Ice Cube believes that Hillary Clinton's comments from the 90s is still relevant today. He goes on to say, if Clinton becomes the president of the United States, we need to know what she's thinking. How does she think? How's she going to handle? How's she going to fix this? He said she helped create it, and she should help fix it. And I agree with him. Anyway, let's go to some of the more lighthearted stuff, right? This news story comes from the College Fix. I don't know if you've ever seen that website. And I love some of the crazy stuff. Because you just sit there and scratch your head and go, this can't be true. So, according to a professor that teaches safe sex, he says, if you like salt and pepper, you hate gays. That's according to a food critic, again, who teaches students about safe sex. How can bagels build your sexual stamina? What can ramen teach us about sex in college? These are the vital questions that your tax dollars are going to answer. These are the vital questions that Jay Friedman, a self-described gastronaut, discusses in his presentation to college students called Sexy Feast. But he's not just appearing before sex-positive eating clubs. Friedman will address the entire incoming class of the University of North Dakota for the welcome weekend in late August at the invitation of the Student Involvement and Leadership Office. Did they just go reaching for the biggest freaks they can get their hands on? The Seattle-based freelance writer, restaurateur, will speak as a sex education expert at the welcome weekend schedule. Now, Friedman's promotional website described him as a real deal, the only professionally certified sex educator exclusively touring the college lecture circuit. Wow. And he's been doing this for 20 years. It notes that he's certified by the American Association of Sex Educators, Counselors, and Therapists, and is a multi-year nominee as Lecturer of the Year by the National Association for Campus Activities. Right, he actually is one of his alma maters is Cornell University. let's see. He worked for Planned Parenthood for 7 years. Now, Friedman's a regular at the university. He's the student activity board at the University of Michigan Dearborn. Described his talk there in September this way. From donuts to lasagna to ramen, lessons range from sexual assault prevention to meeting the perfect partner. Now, I don't know how lasagna works out to be kind of a sexual assault prevention. If it's hot enough. If it's... I'm so glad I didn't turn your mic on. you know what? I'm not even doing the rest of the story. This is just nuts. Anyway, I'm Joe Basile, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN. Always a pleasure to have you around. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Whole bunch of stuff going out there. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. I need to mentally reset. I'm Joe Basile, your host.